Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
I would disagree with that. While I agree with that, because it is time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with moi, it is also time for a sugar-free Red Bull. Hold on one second, because you know the rules. There's a sign that says, no food or drink in studio. Sign, sign, everywhere, sign, right? I'm old enough to remember that song. So let's take a little sip of sugar-free Red Bull. And this is for medicinal purposes. Hold on. I found myself up at 2 a.m., out the door at 3 a.m., dropping off a rental car at 3:34 a.m. in Phoenix, copping a ride to the airport, checking in a firearm at 4:15 at Delta, two firearms, actually. What'd you take, Mark? I took with me a Glock 43 and a Glock 17. Those were my two carry guns when I was in Arizona for the last 5 days. Then got on a 6 a.m. flight. Thank goodness I was in first class. That was I got the upgrade there. That was great. Because they got a nice little breakfast on the flight. Got back to Hotlanta at 9:25 a.m. Pacific time, 12:25 p.m. Eastern time, and made it home. Cleaned up, and now I'm at the studio talking with you. Shanto, how you doing today? You got a copy of their brother down in Dallas? How are you?
Tired.
Tired, he says. Okay. All right. I get that. I know you're tired. I am, too. Obviously, it's been a long 5 days. Sean, it was a whirlwind 5 days, man. That was a fun trip. You know, I got to spend 5 days with Alan Gottlieb and the amazing people at Arizona Citizens Defense League, but I spent a lot of time with Alan. As we maneuvered, he and I drove down to Tombstone together, and it's a trip that we had planned for quite some time. We were finally able to pull it off. Sean, have you ever been to Tombstone, Arizona?
No.
Too dusty for you?
It's just not my cup of tea. I mean, I'm kind of, first of all, I like to go out of the country. I like to see places that I've never seen before and won't ever see. Now, I'm not going to say I won't go to Tombstone one day, but yeah, I got other fish to fry.
Other fish to fry. You told me during the break,
the Philippines, stop off in South Korea, coming back, we're going to stop off in Japan.
You said you were going to step over the demarcation line and step into North Korea too in that little room, huh?
Yes, sir. You know, very few black people will ever be able to say they've done it.
I didn't think about it because you didn't tell me that during the break. See, the best radio is the radio you never get to hear until you get to hear it. And that was it. You didn't tell me that the last time. You know, I guess that's probably a great point, huh?
Absolutely.
I never thought about that. It just kills me that you would be the one to think of that. Well, we had a couple really fun shows in Tombstone, Arizona. And I got to tell you, we had brand new technology, brand spanking new technology. And I had some issues with it. But that's how you get out there. And, you know, if you want to get wet and cool off, you got to jump in the pool, man. And what a place to try it. Now, Tombstone, Arizona does not have the internet capabilities where I was. Not Tombstone. You know, they have internet. My gosh, not the other side of the globe. It's Tombstone, Arizona. It's Arizona, for gosh sakes. But the Larian Motel didn't have the internet speed and bandwidth that we have in the studio, of course, nor should they. But that's the technology that we were trying out there, Shanto, because voice data is very small. It doesn't require a lot of bandwidth. The difficulty we had was not with the connection, actually, except for one time, but it was with the piece of equipment itself that wouldn't allow the second microphone in. So we had to rig it to maneuver one microphone back and forth. How'd that come out okay, Sean? Now we're gonna fix that, but it came out all right, right?
It was doable.
Okay, it was doable. As he says, it was doable, and then cuts his mic.
Well, no, here's the thing: most people don't know when I started working in radio, I was a on location technical director. So I know very well of anything and everything that can happen. I mean, I've had sat trucks go completely down and have had to switch and maneuver and use cell phone signals.
Sat, for those of you who might not know, is like, that's what the way meteorologists try to be cool when they call a hurricane. You know, instead of just saying category 4, it's too hard to say category. So they say cat 4 because it makes them sound cool, when in reality it makes them sound like dopes that are trying to sound cool by saying cat instead of category. So, pro tip, say category.
No, sat. Right? Satellite.
No, I know, sat. Now I'm going there. Hold on. You're jumping the shark on me. Saying sat. saying sat is jumping the shark.
All right, Fonzie.
Saying sat is Sean's way of, instead of saying satellite truck, he said sat truck. See, this just reminded me of the Cat 4, Cat 5, goofy weather person. You know, I wasn't
the derecho.
That same ballpark. The derecho. Yeah, the derecho. It's been a long day already, brother, and it's really not that late of a day. But it was a lot of fun in Tombstone. Now, the actual quality, I haven't gone back and taken a look, but I appreciate you, program directors and affiliates around the country, bearing with us while we attempted to do that remote. You know, there's an old saying for those in the kitchen, and Sean, I know you'll know this. You know, you don't cook a new recipe for a party of 100 people that you've never tried before.
Oh, no.
Right? Well, that's pretty much what we did. I have the technology to take with me that wouldn't have been an issue. And I, you know, I said, you know what, if we're going to go in with this, let's go in with this and try it. So I didn't bring what I knew worked. I like that. You know, I'm that guy that stays up late and crams for the test and still got a decent grade. I like the push. I like the edge. I like not knowing what I'm going to say when that mic goes live until that mic goes live. Some of the best radios ever come out of my mouth has been under those conditions. And as Sean, as you were saying, that, you know, in radio, when that satellite truck goes down, especially if it's during a Category 1 storm, it always happens at the most inopportune, like 1 second before the mic goes live. Or it's down and you've got 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. And, you know, that's radio comes right down to that split second, doesn't it, Sean?
Oh, yeah. I've actually had to host a show. First time I ever cracked a mic, I had to take on a nightclub show because the jock of the show was in Florida. Nobody knew where he was.
Jock is short for jockey. We have nobody knew where he was. Did they ever find him? I'm going to assume he doesn't work in radio. He isn't working radio.
Yeah, he had
anymore,
an emergency, and we just made it work. Luckily,
he didn't have a phone before, so. Okay. All right. Well, you're older than the average bear, so it's possible that he didn't have a phone. Or, you know, in those cases, you had to run to a phone. You know, now I took a picture. It was so cool. I was staying in the Larian Motel, Sean, and you'll love this. I got to tell you a little bit about Tombstone before we go into some issues for the day. Katie Hill, 25th District, California. I'm going to rip her apart like a chicken wing today, like we did with Colin Powell. It's going to really blow your mind, but the whole Tombstone thing is really, I can't explain it. It's near and dear to my heart. I am drawn to that desert in Arizona, and I am drawn to that area of the state. I'm drawn to that history. I can't tell you why. But we had Mayor Dustin Escapole on the show, and he was utterly fascinating. I cannot wait to bring him back to this program and spend at least an hour with him on some of this stuff. It was absolutely incredible talking with him and to see the look on Alan's face. I got to tell you, we were sitting at basically a card table in Gordon's house. Gordon is an activist out there who created the Second Amendment. You know, we're going to go into a whole bunch of stuff with Gordon down the road, too. And Gordon, if you're listening, I want to thank you for the incredible hospitality, not just in your home and opening it up for us, but also the hotel itself. I have stayed there in the past, and it was great to – I've met you in the past, but it was great to really meet you under these conditions. But – The sheer fascination of in the history of everything that goes on, I'm just drawn to that area. I just don't know why. But regardless, it makes for some fun stuff coming down the pike. Now, Tombstone and Mayor Escapole, and along with the help of Gordon and many others in that little town, have really done an amazing job. If you've never been there and you find an opportunity to go, go. If you find yourself driving west or you find yourself anywhere in Arizona, take the time to go there. The town is a living, breathing museum. Everything about it. You look into the hills and the mining, it's everywhere. The remnants of everything that was there is all visible to you. You ain't got to go far in hunting for it, is what I'm trying to tell you. So if you're into that stuff, by all means, make the trip. Now, coming up in June of next year, and I'll have much more information. That's part of the reason that we were there, a large part of the reason why Alan and I were there now, was to begin work on what is going to be the Freedom Days in June, latter part of June or mid-June, coming up in 2019. And I can't wait for this. We're talking about some very, very big names that are going to show up. And there will be thousands upon thousands of people coming into Tombstone for that. And there's no question in my mind that the mayor and Gordon and us can pull this stuff off. I know we can. And we know a number of the people that that we're talking about. That's why, that's in large part why we were there. It was a tremendous amount of fun, and that's really what it's all about. It's about having fun, and that's just a just an absolutely fun place. When we come back from the break, I want to tell you a fun story about the hotel I stayed in yesterday. I don't do ghosts. What does that have to do with anything? We'll just wait and find out. It's just fun stuff. It's fun. And then after I tell you the hotel story and the ghost story, it's not really a ghost story. I mean, I guess it could have been. I don't know. I was hoping it wasn't. Let me put it that way. I want to talk with you a little bit about Democrat Katie Hill in California. Do you know who she is? You probably don't. And why should you? What do you care about the 25th district in California? Man, oh man. People who don't, you don't even know, hate your freaking guts. Back after this. Okay, gun lover, listen up. Did you enter to win your brand new gun from the USCCA yet? If not, what are you waiting for? You're about to miss the deadline. The Gun A Day giveaway ends soon. You could get up to 24 chances to win your gun daily, but only if you act very fast. 24 Kimbers, it could be 24 Glocks, 24 SIGs, even 24 AR-15. Just text ARM to the number 87222 and reveal which gun you could be taking home today. And hurry, today's gun disappears at midnight tonight. That means there's just a few hours left. Believe me, you have to see it to believe it. So text ARMED to 87222 right now before that gun disappears forever. The USCCA wants to get more guns into the hands of responsibly armed Americans like you. They're here to help train and protect the protectors. So don't put this off. Don't miss your chance, because you can win a new gun every single day. Text ARM, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 right now to enter. And remember, you only have until midnight tonight to win today's gun. Just text A-R-M-E-D to 87222. Text ARM to 87222.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at intothefrayvideo.com. That's intothefrayvideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Text the word armed, A-R-M-E-D, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222 and get up to 24 chances to win 24 guns, one of 24 guns from the USCCA. I am a huge fan of this free stuff. I wish I could participate in this stuff. A number of you, Armed American Radio listeners, have won. I've heard from you, and it's really cool to hear from you when you get it. And, you know, it's possible to win this stuff. I don't win stuff. Maybe because I think like that, right? I don't win stuff, why I try? But I do try. And I have won some things. I shouldn't say that. I hit a pick four in a Georgia lottery two, 3 weeks ago. Yeah, there's a long story behind that. It was $100. If I see a $100 bill floating around on the floor, I'm going to go pick it up. And I'm going to put it in my pocket, and I'm going to make it mine. As long as I can't determine who else it came from, right? But you can win this stuff. Text ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222. Remember, the gun that they're giving away, you'll see it when you text it, when you get your response. The gun that they're giving away that day, and it could be up to 24 of them, flips at midnight. This thing is running out of time. As soon as I find out, I haven't gotten any information yet of when it's going to run out, but I can tell you it's going to be soon. I wouldn't be surprised to see it maybe next week. So create some urgency there. Please don't do that while you're driving. ARMED, A-R-M-E-D, to 87222, and you could win one of those guns. Don't get too picky. A free gun's a free gun. You know what I'm saying? Go for a free gun. All right, I don't do ghosts. In Tombstone, Arizona, where I was for the last couple of days, and Phoenix for a few days before that, I don't do ghosts. I just don't. I mean, I don't know. Do I believe that stuff? Yeah, I actually do believe that stuff. I really do.
The movie Ghost? Yeah.
With What's Her Face and What's His Face, the dopey song?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe that kind of crap.
Come on now. Are you?
No. No. I believe, you know, like in real ghosts that rattle beds and shake things, you know, I that kind of stuff. But there's a couple stories. I used to stay at a hotel in Tombstone over the years, and I've stayed in a bunch of them, but this one in particular has three rooms that are known to be haunted, have been all over the television programs. And I've actually stood in front of one of those doors at about 11 o'clock at night. And they can't keep the light bulb above the door outside in the hallway. They can't keep the – you keep in mind, yeah, there's a light bulb. This building is very, very old. And the light bulb, every time they put a light bulb in it, it explodes and shatters, and there's always glass. So they just gave up. But they say that's a fun spirit. You stay in that room, and you know the ghost will tickle your feet or pull your sheets off and stuff. There ain't nothing fun about that, as far as I'm concerned. I can't imagine being asleep in a hotel room at 3:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, and having something tickle my feet and feeling the sheets come off my bed. That to me is not fun. I'll have a heart attack and die there. I'll be the next ghost in the room. I mean, that's not fun for me, Sean. Would that be fun for you, Sean?
Do what? I'm sorry.
Would that be fun for you, having a ghost pull the sheets off of you in the bed at 4:30 in the morning?
I don't even have to hear the rest of the sentence. When you say ghost and fun, that doesn't work for me.
No, it doesn't work for me either. The other two are very malevolent spirits where they'll shake and rattle the beds and pound on walls. Water will go on and off. Toilets will flush. I don't want that going on anywhere I'm staying.
I would leave my house, my friend.
What do you think? What do you do? Like, oh, look at that. Check it out. And I'm in there by myself. No, that's not going to cut the mustard. I'm not into that. So anyway, it was kind of strange, and I think I mentioned this on the show on Tombstone yesterday, but I needed a room over by the airport. I have no idea what was going on in Phoenix yesterday. I have no idea what was happening. But it was, for some reason, I couldn't get a room anywhere near the airport, nowhere near the airport. And the only places I could were places I wouldn't have gone, whether I was looking for, I wouldn't have gone there to get gas or to go get a ho-ho or ding-dong or something in one of those convenience stores. Wouldn't happen. Not going there. I don't want to be on that end of town. I'm just going to avoid it. And I'm not going to do that. Well, I found an extended stay hotel not too far from where I was. And I was looking for it. I looked it up and I saw it. So I went ahead and reserved the room. And I grabbed it. That was a relief. It took a load off of me. Didn't have to worry about that driving back from Tombstone where I was going to sleep that night. And then because I Googled it, and then after I got the room and reserved and everything, I hit the back button, and all of a sudden, some of the other stories that popped up about the, because I Googled, you know, extended stay, Scottsdale area, Phoenix airport. Next thing I know, I'm getting headlines like a disputed divorce led Dwight Jones to commit mass murder. And apparently they tracked him down after he shot and killed six people to the extended stay hotel in North Scottsdale where a SWAT team entered his room. And he had offed himself after they had thrown a bunch of canisters in there and cleared out the hotel. So I don't know what room it was in. I know what room I was in. And I'm thinking to myself, man, I'm going from the pot to the kettle over here. So if anybody out there, I've looked for it, I can't find it. If anybody out there can find what room Dwight Jones killed himself in Scottsdale, you shoot me an email, mark@armedamericanradio.org, and you let me know. I'm not going to tell you what room I was in, because that would just be, you know, somebody's going to mess with my head. So I'm not going to do that. But I'll tell you later if I get corroborating information. And I know some of you internet sleuths out there are capable of doing that. I just don't have time to dig into it. But, oh, heavens. Sean, that's probably not something I even want to know, is it? I mean, I don't know that the hotel would even continue to rent that room out.
You never know, man. It's all about the money.
I guess so. You know, clean it up, put new furniture in it.
There are people, matter of fact, I'm looking at a group right now. There are people that get into stuff like that. They enjoy stuff like that.
So there are people that would go up to the hotel desk clerk and say, "Hi, I'm requesting the room the guy killed himself in." You know, the guy that killed six people.
Oh,
that
yeah,
guy
I know
that
people
room.
That were San Antonio. Like at night, they have all these little tours that people go out because they want to see the ghost of the Alamo.
Well, that's different. There's tons of ghosts. I've taken ghost tours in Tombstone. I've done it in Gettysburg. That's fun stuff. And I'd love to see a ghost in a setting like that. Like,
it's
I'd love
like going
to see
to
something fly
house.
Across the
I mean,
sun.
I wouldn't do it, but.
Well, I just don't want to see it when I'm sleeping in a hotel room by myself, knowing that I'm in a room where some guy hung himself, you know, in 1877 and his ghost is floating. I don't want to know about that. I don't want to know about that. All right. Here's what we're going to talk about in the next couple segments. And by the way, I know some folks in Tombstone are listening. Thanks to everybody down there. Mayor Escapole, amazing. Can't wait to talk with you. Can't wait to talk with you, Gordon. Again, left you a message before the show aired about a couple other things. We're going to have some fun, and we will let the world know what is happening there. And you guys have just done an amazing job in that town. And if you haven't been, I would highly recommend, listener, that you take a little detour and get down there. It is just living, breathing history. Everything about it is a museum. Katie Hill, California's 25th Congressional District. Oh, come on, dude. Man, I live in Wichita. I'm listening to you on the Big Talker. Oh, come on, man. I'm listening to you in Missoula. I'm listening to you over here. A Missoula boy, by the way, you had some gun control instituted, but been into effect just like that. I don't know what's going on with Montana. That's going to be a big topic coming up over the rest of the week and the weekend show, by the way, so stay tuned for that. 25th Congressional District, and her name is Katie Hill. She is fairly young, and she claims to be pro-Second Amendment. So when we come back from this break, what I'm going to do is I'm going to read some of her campaign statements directly from her website. And I want you to see where she comes from, her ideology. And then I'm going to keep the gun portion section for last. Because, boy, this girl in the 25th Congressional District running for Congress really has some thoughts about you, how you ought to live your life. And boy, she wants to make it happen.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
All right, Democrat Katie Hill is running for California's 25th Congressional District and admits she wants to mandate California's gun control for all Americans. Now, I want you to think about the level of arrogance that it takes for some yokel in a single congressional district. I don't care who you are. I can't say what I want to say about you lest I get fired or at the very least thrown off the airwaves. Who the hell do you think you are that you can come out of your dopey 25th congressional district in California and want to mandate your crap to the entire country? What level of elitist, arrogant, liberal have you leveled out at that you could even suggest that? Who do you think you are? This is what we face with all of them now. Every single one of them. You don't even know who she is. And she wants to mandate California's gun control for all Americans. But ironically, she claims to be pro-Second Amendment. I want you to listen to Katie Hill on the issues. What does this have to do with guns? I think it's pretty apparent what it has to do with guns. It has everything to do with guns. because this clown believes that she, it, the 25th, maybe there's magic fairy dust in the air in the 25th District of California. Katie Hill on the issues. Let's start with health care. Now, I want you to tell me, can you tell whether she's a Democrat or Republican? Number one, universal health care. There's your answer. You know what that means? That means free. Everybody has it. That's what that means. Women's reproductive rights. I don't even know what that means. Women's. How about men's reproductive rights? Do I have reproductive rights? This is how they've twisted the language in America today. They create these rights out of thin air. Media correct directs the narrative, boom, off they go. Women's reproductive rights. Senior care. That means you shouldn't have to pay for anything. We should, everything should be free. Supporting our troops, veterans care. Mental health treatment. You know what that means? Treating you because you're a gun nut. Addiction environment. Environment. Got to have the environment, right? Special needs. Not sure what special needs means. Gun safety. What's it under? What category is this under? Health care. Health care. Gun safety. Under the category health care, this arrogant woman, under category health care, she puts and includes universal health care, women's reproductive rights, senior care, supporting our troops, veterans care, mental health treatment, addiction, environment, special needs, law enforcement and public safety, gun safety. What the hell are both of those two doing under health care? I'll tell you what they're doing under health care. Hey, gun nut, you got a freaking disease. Hey, gun owner, you're diseased. Your gun is a health risk to these clowns. Rebuild the middle class. Let's cover this just so you get an idea of the whole person. Income inequality. You know what that means? That means if you work a crappy job, you're not going to make as much as if you become a doctor. That's not income inequality, pal. That's life in a capitalist country. If you want to make more money than a garbage man, sanitation worker. Let's be politically correct. And I'm not knocking garbage men and sanitation workers, but I'm talking realistically. If you want to make more money than that, don't commit a bunch of felonies or go get an education or go do something that gives you a job that pays more money. That's a reality in life today. There's disparity in income based on the jobs we do. That is life. That's not income inequality. That's not unfair. If you choose to be a school teacher, you are not going to make as much money as an anesthesiologist. I don't care how you mince words. You are not going to make as much money if you make Subway sandwiches for a living as you will if you become a detective. You won't make as much money as a detective as you will if you become the police chief in a big city. And on and on and on. That's not income inequality. That's life. Some jobs pay less than others. And guess what? The sanitation work, those aren't meant to be jobs. The Subway, those aren't meant, those minimum wage jobs aren't meant to sustain families. The vast majority of those jobs are held by kids, young kids, people coming up. It's not income inequality. Oh, but wait. It is if you're a liberal. It's not fair. It's not fair. $15 minimum wage. This is where they go with this stuff. Tell that to the guy that owns the company. Hey, I'm going to make you pay them $15 an hour. Watch how many businesses go out of business. Or watch how many people are no longer full-time employees. These people are just, they're stupid. They're flat-out stupid. Labor unions, immigration, child care, small business. You see where she's going. Campaign finance reform, corporate responsibility, getting big money out of politics, women in government. LGBTQ, racial injustice, millennials in government. What about millennials in government? What made a millennial so special? That she's got a category under representative government, millennials in government. How about old geezers in government that shouldn't be there anymore? That's a bigger problem than millennials in government. How about getting rid of old geezers from California that are 84 years old that want to mandate gun control for all of America? Whew. How much time's left in this segment? Whew. Getting hot over here. I mean, come on now. Like we already have in California, this is Katie Hill. The arrogance. It stinks. I can smell it. Like we already have in California, I support a federal ban on assault weapons. Katie Hill doesn't have a clue what an assault weapon is. High-capacity magazines. And bump stocks, which she's never heard of before. It's just a talking point for the liberal, dopey, gun-grabbing, professional gun prohibitionist. Oh, but wait, it was used once in a crime by a guy the FBI is still not telling us everything they know. Hell, they're not telling us anything they know, except they don't know anything about it, which if you believe that, the bridge over the River Kwai is on sale for $50, and it's in Kansas, and I'll sell it to you. As well as increasing waiting periods. Well, that's effective. Raising the minimum age to purchase all weapons. All weapons. And expanding our current background check system. I can promise you, Katie Hill doesn't have a clue what she talks about. But then she says this. This is the kicker. These measures can have a significant impact on reducing gun violence while also adequately retaining the right to bear arms adequately. Hey, Katie, you don't get to tell me that I can adequately retain my right to bear arms. Adequately retain my right to bear arms? Oh, thank you, ma'am. Oh, thank you. Whoa. Okay, you go take all those things. The rest? Yeah, that's adequate. I'll live with that. Thanks much. Thanks very much, Ms. Hill.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Whew, okay. Had to take a little breather there. The arrogance, just the brazen arrogance of some of these people. You want to, I can't tell you what you want to do. You know. You want to say things and do things. I can't talk about it. But before I go back and get on my soapbox, because I'm going to. Oh, am I? I want to remind you to check to text, I'm sorry, text armed, A-R-M-E-D, A-R-M-E-D, armed, the word armed, to 87222 and get in on that USCCA gun giveaway over there, okay? 87222. I love free stuff, especially free stuff, as long as it's not coming from the backs of hardworking Americans, like those sanitation workers I was talking about, the Subway sandwich people I was talking about, and the anesthesiologists I was talking about. There's dignity in work, regardless of what it is. And we all love free stuff when it doesn't come from the backs of somebody else. The USCCA has got it going on, man. Number one in the country. Armed, A-R-M-E-D, text it to 87222. Just please don't do it while you're driving, okay? All right. We have this appalling gall from this arrogant elitist who wants to expand her little 25th district gun control agenda to all Americans. Well, let me just tell you this right off the cuff, Miss Hill. Your crap ain't flying in my district, and I don't want you in my district. And we're not going to let you in my district. In fact, we vote the way we vote so we don't stink like your district. That's the way it works. And we're damn proud of it. And we're not going to take your, we're just not going to, we don't. We don't want your garbage here. Move it over to your driveway. But here's how moronic these people are. Okay, listen, I want you to think about this. Let's put this in real life. What are some of the things California has given us? Lots of stuff, right? Yeah, lots of stuff. They've exported a lot of stuff to the country. That is, could easily be argued as helping to destroy our culture, not the least of which is some of what they pass off as entertainment. But I digress. Let's stay along these lines. You ever heard of the Black Gorilla family? How about the Mexican Mafia or the Sureños? That's a subset of the Mexican Mafia. Those are two of the biggest, most notorious. All right, and there are others. We'll go there in a minute. The Aryan Brotherhood is another one. Prison gangs that have infiltrated the nation's prisons. They come from California. But those aren't really the ones I'm talking about. You ever heard of the 18th Street Gang? How about the 38th Street Gang? How about Armenian Power? How about the Aryan Brotherhood? How about the Asian Boys? How about the Avenues or the Black Dragons or the Black Peastones or the Bloods or the Crips? How about the Four Seas Gang or the Fullerton Boys or the Fresno Bulldogs? How about the Hells Angels? Yeah, California-based, right? Juggalos, Logan Heights Gang, Menace of Destruction, Mongols MC, the Mongols, that's another motorcycle club. They're gangs. MS-13, Nazi Lowriders, Norteños, Nuestra Familia, Pyrus, Public Enemy Number 1, Rancho San Pedro, Santa Monica 13, Santos Estes, Tiny Rascal Gang, Tuner Villarifas. How about the United Bamboo Gang, the Vagos, that's another motorcycle club. Varia Nuevo Estradas. How about Venice 13? How about Watchings? How about White Fence? How about all the subsets of the Crips? And just the LA gangs? You see, apparently Miss Hill believes, you see, she wants to export the very gun control that arms those gangs. Because does Miss Hill believe that those gangs aren't armed? Miss Hill's an idiot. Of course she doesn't believe that. She's not worried about them. In all the famous L.A. street gangs that have infiltrated the rest of America's cities. Thanks a lot for that, by the way, L.A. That's where they originated. Now, I can promise you in the clubhouse of every single one of those California-based street gangs that I've just mentioned, they're worried right now. They're all going to go to the polls. All those gangbangers are going to the polls. All of them. Because they cannot believe that Katie Hill is going to put more gun control that's just going to make their lives so much more miserable. They just can't believe it. I mean, think about it. Theater of the mind. Picture the meeting at the 18th Street gangs. I don't know. What do you call them? Gang houses? I don't know. I don't hang around street gangs. Never have. So just picture the meeting. Can you picture what's being said? Oh, yo, man. We got to go to the polls, man. We got to make sure she doesn't get elected. Oh, my God. If she gets elected, we're in trouble. Oh, man. And then somebody else pops up and says, no, wait a minute, man. Hold on a second. We want to elect her. She ain't talking about us, man. She's talking about all of our victims. Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, wait a minute. Now they've all seen the light, right? Who do the street gangs support? It's just, I know, that's my whole point. It's absolutely ludicrous. But that's okay. That's what Democrat Katie Hill wants for you. But that's okay. By doing all these things, she's adequately protecting or retaining a right to bear arms. Well, Katie Hill, you know, unfortunately for you in today's day and age, there are headlines like this. Comedian George Lopez confronts Trump supporter at Hooters. Comedian George Lopez confronts Trump supporter at Hooters. There are headlines like this, middle-class Avengers attacking Republican candidates in Minnesota. Or Democratic operative arrested for battery against GOP campaign manager. And it gets worse. There are Antifa groups that are sending threatening letters to all Republicans, telling them we're not going away. We're going to beat you down. Meanwhile, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the rest of those clowns are silent. So what does that mean? Does that mean they condone that kind of activity? Oh, let me get really controversial. Yeah, That's exactly what it means. That's right. I said it. Nancy Pelosi will condone any activity she feels might put her back in power. And if she is put back in power with Katie Hill on the Hill and more Katie Hills like her on the Hill, we're in trouble. Because they will write new laws like Katie Hill has in California, and they'll never stop. They'll just keep going. It'll go on and on and on and on and on. And as I have told you for years, you, as a good, decent, hardworking, law-abiding American, are going to have to make a very difficult decision. Very difficult decision. Am I going to follow that law? Am I going to follow that law? I hate it for you. I hate it for me. I hate it for the country. But there is only one way out of this, and that's to defeat them and their ideology, period. They must be defeated. They must. Otherwise, if they gain power, what you saw with Kavanaugh was child's play compared to what they're going to do for you when they come do to you when they come after your guns. Then you're going to have some very serious decisions to make. All right, back from Arizona in these Daily Defense studios. Until tomorrow, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. I'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Lots to talk about. I'm going to go get some sleep. Have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
What are you cooking tonight? Yo, what's up? This is AAR Shanto, and as you know, like Mark, I have a passion for our gun rights. I also have a passion for great cooking, and I want to invite you to my new Facebook page. There you will get to see and hear what's new in the culinary world. Just go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio or search for Try This Dish Radio on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/trythisdishradio, and remember, it's all about the food.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.